The popularity of birding boomed during the pandemic and continues to grow. One couple in Ohio who birds together has started making art together as well, interpreting bird songs for a multimedia project. Egal Kaufman of IdeaStream Public Media has their story.
Monica Bowman is an artist and communications specialist for the Ohio Department of Natural Resources. She's been an avid birder since childhood.
Those are juncos. They're very cute. Classic Ohio winter bird. I think winter birding is the best because you can see through the leaves and things. I feel like
we're out at the Oak Hill Trailhead at the Cuyahoga Valley National Park. It's Thanksgiving morning and it's cold out with snow blanketing the trails. On a day already closely associated with birds, Bowman is looking to enjoy them without the stuffing.
I think that being outside and listening for something is really magical.
Now Bowman has found a way to bring that magic indoors. She and her partner, Akron-based jazz saxophonist Chris Coles, have started an ambitious art project called Avomancy. It's a complex and evolving animal that aims to take flight as a combination of visual arts, dance, music, film, and live performance. But it all started with a simple camping trip.
So we were camping in the Valley Overlook in the Cuyahoga Valley National Park, and we were awakened by the sound of the wood thrush.
The wood thrush became Chris Coles' spark bird, basically the one that got him into birding. And it didn't take long for him to see a possible intersection of the bird song and his music.
After hearing the wood thrush, it was just like, oh, I think I'm going to transcribe this.
Since then, Bowman and Coles have recorded hundreds of bird sounds for the project, adding more with every birding trip they take. At the National Choreography Center in Akron, they gathered with other jazz musicians and a unique percussive dance troupe to start playing with the sounds they'd gathered. The day started off with the musicians set up around Bowman for a lesson about the birds who would be their bandmates.
In the fall there, I'm from Texas originally, so yeah, I used to laugh.
They learned about bird calls, their habitats, and the particular sounds they'd be working with. Then Coles played the samples of the calls with some of the rhythmic and ambient alterations he had already made, while the group discussed possibilities. They chose two calls for this jam session workshop, the wood thrush and a trumpeter swan. And then the vibe took hold, as it's known to do. Riffing off the sound of the trumpeter swan, the musicians started immediately forming a melody, and the dancers started a rhythmic conversation, accentuated by the exotic beats coming from the percussion.
So we're in the little baby bird phase of our project. That's why we would call this a creative play date. We're Archaeopteryx in the evolutionary time of our project.
She's referring to the evolutionary ancestor who sat flightless at the intersection of dinosaurs and birds. Back out on the trail, we see some of their very distant descendants. There's mergansers floating out on the water like ducks, as well as a mixed flock of smaller birds feeding on the ground. Some tufted titmice hanging out with a cardinal that looks like it hopped off Bob Gibson's jersey. We also hear a woodpecker, a golden-crowned kinglet, and some chickadees.
A lot of the birds that come to Ohio, period, come through Northeast Ohio. You know, we're so close to the lakes, and that's like a great place. After the birds come down from the north, they gotta stop somewhere.
For me, it's a beautiful day on Ohio's trails. For Monica Bowman, it's a lifelong dedication to art and wildlife. And now, a rare opportunity to bring those two loves together with a third, her partner, Chris Coles. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Egal Kaufman.